is John Bayliss and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've just joined us for the first time, welcome. We're pleased to have you along. God says that he loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And we're starting a psalm again, Psalm 67. We will look at what God's nature is, what his heart and his thoughts are towards you. It says in Psalm 67, 1 and 2, O God, in mercy bless us. Let your face beam with joy as you look down at us. Send us around the world with the news of your saving power and your eternal plan. See, friends, God's mercy and kindness and with joy, and the Lord looks down upon us with love. And we're to tell every nation that that his hand is always stretched out to those who call upon his name. This is the heart of the God of the Bible. He loves men and women. Amen. The message today is excuse me. I am going to have a good time in this world and let the next world take care of itself. Well, the answer to that is others have followed this course before. And Luke 16:25, it says, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. Friends, your life can prove to be a charade or a fake, or it's not true, or you're being tricked. Jesus said, have that the man not received good things ended up in turmoil, in torment, in hell when he died. But Lazarus ended up in heaven because he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. We go to Romans 1:16 and 17. For I'm not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is God's powerful method of bringing all who believe it to heaven. This message was preached first to the Jews alone, but now everyone is invited to come to God in the same way. This good news tells us that God makes us ready for heaven, makes us right in God's sight when we put our trust, we put our faith and trust in Christ to save us. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, a man or woman who finds life will find it through trusting God. See, friends, opportunity brings responsibility. You have heard the good news about Christ today. Everyone is invited to come to God in the same way by accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. God makes you ready for heaven, makes you right within God's sight when you put your faith and trust in Christ to save you. It's accomplished from start to finish by faith in Christ. John 10:9, Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out to find pastures. Acts 4:12, now is there salvation? Nor is there salvation in any other. For there was no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Friends, Jesus said, I am the door to heaven. He is the only one who can save us. So to get saved, there is no other name under heaven. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, only begotten Son, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. comes to mind that I've seen one day a prostitute, an ex-prostitute, who heard this message, and she said, "I know a good deal when I see one." And with tears in her eyes, she said, "This is a good deal." Titus 2:11, "For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone, and his sins wiped out in one hit." Romans 2:8, "Because of his kindness to you, he has saved you through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit." Amen. See, there is a free gift being offered here to you. It's God's kindness that he saves you from by trusting Christ. And trusting is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done. It's a free gift of being. It's being offered. It's the best news we have ever heard. Opportunity, friends. Opportunity brings responsibility. And your response, receive Christ. Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." How to receive Christ? What to pray? Just follow me in this simple prayer. Just follow along. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior." Amen. "I want to trust you as Lord and Savior." Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And God's assurance, friends, is the Bible. "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." No ifs or buts, will be saved. Receiving Christ, you are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. It's called the new birth. To deepen your relationship with Christ, try and read your Bible every day. Talk to God in prayer, anywhere, at any time. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with Christ, with Christians, where Christ is preached. In other words, get into a good Bible-based church. The preachers, the pastors, and the leaders will pray with you and for you. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate this new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Well, we get to this part of the program where we're praying for the sick shortly. I will start to pray now. Those who are sick or in pain or infirmed, I have an expectancy right now to be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 1:16, "For the gospel of Christ is the power of God." That's what's being preached today. 1 Corinthians 12, "And God has set these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healing." God's put these in the church, miracles and gifts of healing. The Bible says that the gospel of Christ is the power of God, and he has set it in church, miracles and gifts of healing, and God will confirm the word with signs following. There will be miracles of healing today. Acts 14:7, "And there they continued to preach the glad tidings," or the gospel, "in Lystra. There sat a man crippled with his feet, and he was lame," he was crippled from birth, and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he preached. Paul looked directly at him, saw he had faith to believe, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. Friends, the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. The gospel and glad tidings had been preached, and a crippled man had faith to be healed. The Lord worked with Paul and confirmed the word with signs following. A miracle of healing and took place. It's the same now. God will confirm his word with signs following. Your miracle of healing will take place. Matthew 15:30-31, And a great multitude came to him, bringing with him the lame, the maimed, the blind, the dumb, and many others. And they put them down at his feet, and he cured them. So that the crowds were amazed when they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they recognized and praised the Lord and glorified the God of Israel. See, friends, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people that came to Jesus with the lame, the crippled, disabled from diseases, the blind, the deaf, the mute, and many others, all kinds of sicknesses and disease. The crowds were amazed when they saw the deaf and dumb speaking, the maimed and crippled and disabled, sickness, and all were walking, and the blind seeing. They realized and praised and thanked and glorified the God of Israel. The power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. Jesus has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same right now. God made a promise to confirm his word with signs following. Your miracle of healing will take place. Jesus gave the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. He said, you are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says it. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Luke 4:18. For the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He has appointed me to release the oppressed and open blind eyes and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. See, friends, the Holy Spirit is what I've said. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. The power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I'll start to pray for the sick and infirm and the lame, maimed, the blind, the deaf, the mute, and all others. Lay your hands on that part of your body that needs the miracle of healing from God. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted, the broken emotions, the lame, the maimed, the blind, the dumb, and every other sickness and disease, I bind and I break your power, and I command you to loose God's people now and set them free. I curse every cancer and growth at the roots and command it to shrivel and die. Loose them. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. I command soundness, perfect soundness, and a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place now into every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. I praise you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I worship you because you, of who you are, our Redeemer, our miracle-working God. I thank and praise and worship you for healing the people this day. Amen. There are many miracles taking place right now. I believe it. Just test yourself. Just try. Just try. The Bible says you shall recover. You shall get well. See if the pains are starting to subside. Sometimes you may come on. You may come. Heat may come onto you. You may feel a tingling. Maybe you won't. But the fact is that in cancer sometimes you will be healed. The Bible says it. I know in my own father, when I prayed for him, he still had the pain straight after, just afterward. But after a while, the pain left, and he was completely healed. Amen. So, friends, keep your healing, loved ones. Be thankful for your healing. Thank the Lord what he's done for you and is doing. If you have some improvement, then thank him for that. It says in the Bible, "You shall get well. You shall recover." Sometimes it's not instantly. Sometimes it takes time. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt and unbelief. Don't be fearful. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Faith comes by hearing and reading the Bible. Walk in love. Jesus said to live in peace with each other. Confess your sins to the Lord. No superstition. No going to witch doctors. Repent of this. For the devil heals absolutely no one. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and with each other. Don't hold any bitterness or grudges. You're the only one that gets hurt by doing that. Jesus said we must forgive. We must forgive. No fighting or arguing. We must live in peace with each other. Jesus said walk in love and God will bless you for it. Amen. We would love to hear from you if you have if you made a commitment to Christ or received your miracle healing, then we would love to hear from you. It says in Psalm 118:17, declare the works of the Lord, which means we are to testify about our healing as well as it is sharing the gospel. So when you testify of your healing, you're doing the works of the Lord. You're actually sharing the gospel as well. Jesus healed a very sick and troubled man. He told him, go and tell what great things the Lord has done for him. So, friend, my closing prayer for you is this. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And no good thing is withheld. Amen.
Come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry hearts he's called. Come and dine, come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine, come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine, come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
Fall.